I'm Peter Stewart. Welcome to the show. Today we're talking about pace and tone when you're reading e-learning courses. Yeah, your narration skills for e-learning in today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. So you're going to be the brand voice of the product or service, aren't you? Because of what I was talking about yesterday. So your voice, your tone, your attitude, your style, your character will reflect those values as well as those of the target demographic. Yeah, you've got to be reflecting the brand values, but also be mirroring the brand values of the potential audience as well, the people who are likely to be buying this particular item. So let's give an example. You could have a new gadget. I was going to say Game Boy. Okay, let's use Game Boy. It's out of date, but you know what I mean. You're using a Game Boy. That was Sony, wasn't it? It was Sony Game Boy. That's right. So Sony, big multinational brand, big multinational company, and they've just come out with the Game Boy. Okay, so maybe you're going to be the brand voice for Sony, yeah, for Game Boy. So, okay, you're thinking, well, this is multi-million pound. I've got to be, you know, kind of corporate. I've got to be, it's a shirt and tie job. Yeah, I've got to read quite well, quite formally, because I'm representing this huge brand, which is global. But hold on, Game Boy isn't targeted at that kind of person, men in suits, as it would be, to coin a phrase, women in power dressing. It's actually for kids, isn't it? For teens and 20s. So there's no point coming over as the brand voice for Sony if the target demographic for the people who are going to be buying it, for the audience, is something completely different. So you've got to bear those two elements in mind. Now, if you have a young voice, then there's no point trying to put on an older voice. And it's not going to work. You know, sometimes you just got to take it. Your voice will not fit the brand, or your voice just won't fit the audience. I'm never going to have the right voice in my age with my kind of timbre to be down with the kids, am I? Of course I'm not. Okay, so you've got to target your voice with the brands or the products or the demographic that is going to be most suited to your voice. There's no point going onto a pay-to-play site and auditioning for products which you are not appropriate for because of your voice. Yeah, it's just a, you'll be wasting your time and everyone's time. Yeah, you're just not going to get those. So you could be the brand. Where was I? I went down a rabbit hole. You could be the brand voice of the product or service and reflect those values and or for the target demographic as well. So as I said at the start, let's talk about pace and tone in the bulk of today's episode. So first of all, pace then, because almost by definition, the information being presented is new and it may also be complex. Yeah, we're talking about e-learning, the clue's in the word, learning. And viewers, listeners may also have English as their second language. So perhaps bear that in mind as well. You'll be able to get direction from the director, from your briefing about who this is targeted for. Now, having said that, be guided by the content and the visuals as well. Explaining new procedures over a fast-paced soundtrack over quick cuts of F1 drivers may well need a pacier delivery than featuring new techniques to protect sea turtles, which you might imagine could be slower, more thoughtful because of the on-screen graphics, maybe sea turtles swimming in azure blue oceans. Yeah, the most important technique to apply is that you allow each different piece of information appropriate time to be absorbed or to be understood by the audience. So that's a little bit on pace. Also today, tone, because although the information is new, you must be careful not to sound patronizing. It's all a bit of a balancing act that you're getting on here. Channel the emotion of, yeah, you've got to be a trusted guide. You understand the content and you want to pass on the knowledge and the useful information. You are not a teacher who or a lecturer who's telling facts to an audience. You're less standing over someone's shoulder, wagging a finger as they learn. Well, you're more sitting beside them, holding their hand, leading them through this learning experience, being a trusted guide, as I say. And the relationship you have with the listener is hugely important. And as people often watch these modules by themselves, your tone needs to be more personal than that of, you know, a commercial read. You're getting quite close to them. They're often perhaps listening on their headphones, for example. You're going right into their ears. So consider, for example, the tone of a read about history or the future, and whether the content is training or inspiring. Those will have different tones, yeah? You can imagine your reading tone for something which has happened in medieval times is going to be different. It's going to be a little bit, maybe a bit dramatic, yeah? It's going to be said with a sense of context and understanding. The future is perhaps going to be lighter. It's going to be more wistful. It's more futuristic. Yeah, you see where I'm going with that? You've got those different tones depending on your e-learning content and context. And also training tone as opposed to an inspiring tone. Training could be a bit more serious. Inspiring could be lighter. Yeah, a bit more, as I say, a bit more inspiring. And so that different tone coming with that as well. A good style is one that is conversational and energetic, engaging, but maybe with an element of authority as well. You need to be able to present what could be dry material for people who need to know, and others who, maybe in a workplace, you know, we've all sat in offices, you're sat in front of a computer, Peter, you've got 30 minutes to get through this course. You could be disinterested. There could be a disinterested audience. They're told to watch. They're in a kind of captive workplace. So try and inspire people in that kind of situation. Yeah? Engage them. Involve them. And so avoid a kind of robotic, monotone drone zone. Yeah, it's not just about having a nice voice, but being able to explain content well with a sense of context and understanding. And with some more formal or corporate reads, you may have to present every single word as it's written, so much so that words like to are pronounced to rather than the throwaway, more conversational t. You have got to ensure that, so to and got to rather than gotta. And you have rather than you've. And similarly, for, not fur, for more information, not for more information. See where I'm going? Yeah. For those kind of formal, kind of proper, corporate, business-like reads. Tomorrow, intonation and projection for your e-learning narration as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.